the SARB is stepping up its efforts to create a national digital currency. That's as the bank reported that it's exploring the use of tokenized money, blockchains and digital currency in the country. And joining me with more of the detail is Luno's head of payments, Louis van Staden. Thank you for your time, Louis. Now, the terminology, let's get to grips with that. Firstly, what is a central bank digital currency? And how would a digital rand be different from the rand that we know?
A central bank digital currency is really, if you break it up again into the various terms, it's issued and controlled by the central bank, and it is a digital currency. So it's basically saying we are leveraging the advantages of the digital currency system, but we are controlling it as the central bank. So it's pretty much as much as you trust the central banks or any global central bank to issue and own something or back something, that is as trustworthy as it is.
All right. Another point in terms of the technology is the distributed ledger technology. I understand that the SARB is also experimenting with that. What is that distributed ledger technology?
Yes, so distributed ledger technology is really almost the catch-all for all of these new, funky, interesting things going around in the technology space right now. And if we look at the ledger elements, the ledger is really the record of transactions and contracts that is being maintained. And the distributed nature is that it's happening over multiple locations, multiple countries, thousands of computers globally. And Bitcoin, for example, is only one application of distributed ledger technology. There are multiple applications, multiple coins, even the NFTs that are going around, and also your central bank digital currencies.
All right. Well, then what do you make of the move by the Reserve Bank to explore this area of money? And I mean, is a digital central bank digital currency feasible for South Africa?
Yes, absolutely. So I'd say firstly, the fact that we are researching this and that we have done this work is really progressive. And Luno is very excited about this move towards digital currencies because we really want to see that development of understanding of what digital currencies are, what central bank digital currencies can do, blockchain technology, because as you grow your understanding, you are better able to regulate the assets. So, and similarly as well with the experiments, is that the fact that we uncover these experiments relatively early on is that it helps us to improve it over time before we start developing mass use.
And what actually does a central bank a digital currency do? I mean, just on that, what impact then would a digital rand have on the money ecosystem?
Yes, so these digital currencies will be an absolute game changer for South Africa and pretty much any other currency because or any other country. Because what the issue we have now is that there are over 1.7 billion people globally who don't have access to a bank account. And what this is actually offering is the ability for people to gain access to a financial unit or unit of currency without needing their bank account, just by using their mobile phones and tapping into this blockchain or distributed ledger technology. And in addition to this, because the technology is so sophisticated, it's going to be faster because we have fewer intermediaries who need to get their hands on the transaction throughout the journey, and as a result, also cheaper. So we're saving costs, we're gaining access or giving people access, and we are making it significantly faster.
Louis, we're talking about the vision and also the experiments that the SARB is engaging in, but how far away is a working model?
So the Project Kauka 2 report that the Reserve Bank governor recently released on 6 April was really exciting to see. And basically what they did there was they broke up the application into two elements. So they said, we are going to issue a central bank digital currency and we're going to use that to purchase debentures in the primary market for the South basically the South African government effectively. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to issue a stable coin, or the actual commercial banks who are part of this project are going to issue a stable coin that is going to be used to purchase those debentures in the secondary market. So we've seen this experiment, we've seen the results, and it's really positive. We don't know exactly when the real work is going to happen, when the real outcomes or change is going to be seen in society. But the fact that this is being done now is a really positive move.
Yeah, and what's the situation then looking like for central bank digital currencies in other parts of the world?
So globally, basically, it's impossible to ignore this. All current countries and central banks have to understand this and have to experiment with it and make decisions. and gain some policy certainty. So what we've seen in China, for example, they have the digital yuan, and Nigeria with the e-naira, which is closer to home as well. And actually recently, which was very interesting, the Central African Republic actually started accepting Bitcoin as legal tender, and they're only the second country to do so. And just on the CBDC side is also the US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, also indicated that they are looking and experimenting and researching with central bank digital currencies, but they are he's very specific on the attributes he wants these currencies to have. So they have to be able to protect identities where needed, but you need to verify identities as well when the situation arises. And it needs to be widely used within the payment system and accepted by the existing financial system. So there's definitely a lot of work going on, and a lot of countries, whether developed or emerging economies, are at various stages of the use and research and implementation of central bank digital currencies.
Well, thank you very much for your time indeed, Louis. That was Luno's Louis van Staden.